She felt a little woozy. It was nice, like being wrapped in a warm from the dryer blanket. But when she came to and saw where she was, it wasn't so nice. She was sitting in a restroom stall, slumped over, with tears drying on her cheeks. How long had she been here? She got slowly to her feet and left the bathroom, pushing her way through the theater's crowded lobby, ignoring the judgmental looks cast her way by the beautiful people drinking champagne beneath a glittering 19th-century chandelier. The movie must be over. Outside, she kicked her ridiculous patent leather pumps into the shadows. In her expensive black nylons, she walked in the spitting rain down the dirty Seattle sidewalk toward home. It was only 10 blocks or so. She could make it, and she'd never find a cab this time of night anyway. As she approached Virginia Street, a bright pink martini bar sign caught her attention. A few people were clustered together outside the front door, smoking and talking beneath the protective overhang. Even as she vowed to pass by, she found herself turning, reaching for the door, going inside.